And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning right around Australia. Nice to have your company. An hour earlier too for this rest of this year. It's Ed Phillips in for the House of Wellness, joined by chef and nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello to you.
Good morning, all.
You're going to be sick of me by the end of the day because you're backing up to join me along with Gerald Quigley for the House of Wellness TV at midday today, also a new time. Hello to you, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Welcome, Zoe. Good to see you both. It's a big day together, isn't it?
I know. Mm. Well, it's a peak too early, I guess. We've had a nice long layoff on the TV. We've been waiting for the Australian Open tennis to finish. We've had the Com Game swimming as well. We've had the Winter Olympics, obviously. But we launch across Channel 7 at midday today with plenty coming up. In fact, we'll go through what's on the show a little bit later on. You've been busy doing stories, checking out how your house can actually be quite toxic for you, Zoe.
It's quite a different approach to looking at health as well. When we actually look at the health of our house and how that actually impacts our health.
Yeah.
It's quite astounding. You like this one.
I mean, I'm thinking of things like your radiation and your Wi-Fi, but there's so many areas it all lurks, right?
Look, mold, dust, there's a very insidious kind of element, undercurrent that's going on in our house. And the good thing is it's not hard to change once you actually know what to do. So take a deep breath. It's all good.
Our house is meant to be our castle, our place of serenity. Yes. Anyway, we're beaming into your house today. 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne, 4BC into Brisbane. Good morning to you in Adelaide on 5AA and across in Perth on 6PR. We're here for the hour and our phone lines are open wherever you're listening, 131 873. Gerald is here as our resident pharmacist and medical herbalist as well. You can call through for any questions you have about aches, ailments, pains, maybe some problems with your scripts as well. Gerald, you're happy to help out. In fact, we'll look a little bit later on at how your other area of great interest, herbs and spices, can really help with brain health.
How we can get our brains functioning better using some herbal medicine. So we're going to look at that particularly with a big word called neuroplasticity. Our brain can actually grow again, even at your age.
It's meant to peak at around 25, right? So
we used to think
decades afterwards, maybe we can still make some improvements.
We can. It's been shown over and over and over again.
All right. Next guest is going to be a fabulous nutritionist, Michelle Chevalier-Head. She's joining us to tell us about her new book, The Australian Healthy Hormone Diet. It's a four-week reset to help reduce your weight, increase your energy, and improve food. And we're going to cross out to this great group of people who are currently, I think, on a rest day today, but doing this massive charity walk. It's the Save Our Sons Walk, kicked off a little earlier this week. Major fundraiser for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy. We'll tell you a little bit more about this. It's a severe muscle-wasting condition. It affects primarily young boys, 99% of young boys. And Leanne James is taking part in the walk. We'll see how that's going. Don't forget our number from wherever you're calling us in Australia and listening, 131 873. And in fact, you'll have another $100 gift voucher to give away a bit later in the show.
I do, yes, Ed. That's my privilege every week to do that.
You can go and spend that on anything you like at Chemist Warehouse, so give us a call, 131 873. Why don't we kick start with Gail, who's standing by in Diamond Creek this morning in Victoria. Morning, Gail.
Good morning.
How can we
morning,
help
Gail.
You
how can we how can we help you?
Well, unfortunately I missed the program that you had where you were giving us some information about nerve pain.
Yes, a couple of weeks ago.
I have the nerves I'm jammed on both sides of my spine the cervical point. I've got a neck full of titanium. They tried to put bone in first. That didn't work. They put titanium. And the nerves at the base of my spine are both jammed. I've been told by two specialists now that they can't operate because it's too dangerous.
Okay. What have they given you, Gail? Are you taking
the something acid, 400 milligram?
Lipoic acid.
Lipoic.
Gail, L-I-P-O-I-C.
I can't walk in the mornings. I'm just screaming in agony for every step that I take.
Well, then also please add, Gail, some magnesium powder. Which you take at night before you go to bed, a teaspoon of magnesium powder, and then you get the better sleep and hopefully some relief from pain.
And you know, everyone who thinks they probably missed an item of interest, you can always catch up on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. You can listen back. Gerald, lots of your tips are always up there.
All there.
You can ask Gerald anything. There's actually an Ask tab at the top of the page there. You can catch up on the TV show. There's the Wellness Mag as well, and lots of great cooking recipes as well. We get Zoe to put things up once in a while as well. Our number is 131873. Let's grab Stephen in Greenvale this morning. Good morning.
G'day, guys. Gerald,
Yes, Steve.
I've been waking up just not regularly, but I sleep with a pillow underneath my ankles just to relieve some lower back pain on my mattress.
Yes.
But that's working out fine, but I've just noticed, like, my ankles seem a little sore and aching in the morning. Is that got anything to do with blood circulation or just cold?
Could be lots of things, Stephen. It depends what activities you've done the day before. It could be if you mentioned your back and you've got lots of nerves that come down from your spine into your lower legs. I'd be having a chat to the GP, who may order a scan for you, Steve, just get the underlying cause. In the meantime, Zoe will also tell us that using turmeric in all your cooking, an anti-inflammatory spice and some omega-3s, and you can take turmeric as a supplement, Steve, but please go along, try and find out. You sound like a fairly young bloke, so you need to get the underlying reason. What do you think, Zoe?
So I think if you're going to use turmeric, which is a beautiful anti-inflammatory, it's not very bioavailable, so it means it doesn't absorb very well. So what you need to add into it is some sort of fats and a little bit of pepper as well. So even something as simple as a nice turmeric latte, whatever milk you want to use, a little bit of turmeric powder, maybe a little bit of either olive oil or virgin coconut oil, and just a couple of little sprigs of turns of pepper grinder.
Oh.
Heat that up. It's beautiful at night time. The milk has a bit of tryptophan, so it's very relaxing. It's a great way to get turmeric into the diet as well, if not maybe added into juices as well.
See, that's the most delicious prescription I've ever heard, Gerald.
It's
you
a combination.
Need to up your game.
Well, actually, it's all about Stephen, not so much about the prescription.
But you're giving us chalky magnesium. She's made some cordon bleu deliciousness.
But it's and that is fine as a support, but we've got to get sufficient into Stephen's bloodstream to actually make a difference. So he might need 2.5 gallons of turmeric latte. But at the end of the day, we've got to find out what's happening underneath.
I hear what you're saying. It's just you're a little bristly because
thank you,
Zoe's
Ed.
Was yummier.
No, Stephen. And delicious. I might have one of those later.
Good luck. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher. I hope you feel better, my friend. Let's grab one more before we go to the break. Anna is nearby in Seabrook, Victoria. Hello.
Hello, Anna.
Hello, good morning, Gerald.
How can we help?
I've got a problem with my nails.
Hmm.
They're always dark and very weak. And they always break in very, very deep. And all the doctors give me always Loceryl.
Well, they must think there's
$500 of Loceryl. I didn't see any result.
And are your nails splitting or are they just sore?
They're splitting and sore.
Okay, two things. The mineral of choice, Anna, is called silica. Comes in lots of different forms, and you take that regularly. It does take time to start repairing from the nail root, which is trying to get it all the best. And there is an antifungal paint, which is quite outstanding, that you use twice a day, Anna. It's called Gordicom, and you just put it where your toothbrush is. So when you clean your teeth, you do each of your nails with this. And if there's fungus there, it will get rid of it. Because if we can keep you away from the Loceryl, which is pretty potent stuff, and it's not working. So let's look at another way, but don't forget the silica as well.
And lots, I think, with all those beautiful things as well, maybe, if you're adding a little bit of extra zinc into the diet as well, just really making sure your immune system is up as high as it can be. Obviously, you've got things like, your green leafy vegetables, different nuts and seeds, and Joe is bang on with the silica. If you want to eat more of these types of foods, you've obviously got lovely grainy breads in the diet. You've got green beans, spinach, wheat bran, banana. So it's making sure you've got a lovely whole food diet supporting all of the brilliant advice that the GQ has said to us this morning.
More delicious.
But it takes time, Anna.
Yeah. More delicious. I'm not going to dwell on that. I
think, no, you did
it's
make
a team
your
effort.
Point, the pair of
team
you.
Team effort.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's not competitive at all, is
she? I'm getting a bit nervous.
Okay, let's take a little break. Great to have you with us this morning. A little earlier, we might have caught you on the hop. It is the House of Wellness. Earlier, an hour early across your Sunday morning. We're back with more in just a tick.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, are you moody? Are you gaining weight? Are you tired? Maybe you're carrying extra kilos, even though you watch what you eat. Exhausted at the end of the day and still exhausted even when you wake up? Well, it might just be your hormones. Nutritionist Michelle Chevalier-Hedge has just released a terrific new book. It's called The Australian Healthy Hormone Diet, a four-week reset to help reduce your weight and increase your energy, and importantly too, a nice bonus, improve your mood. And we have her on the line. Morning, Michelle.
Morning, Ed. Happy Sunday.
Same to you. Let's go through the important role that our hormones actually play.
Oh, yes. Our hormones are these humble little hormones that we don't realize that they are affecting all of our bodily functions, like our weight, our mood, our stress impact, all those things. So the success of this book has been, just delightful for me. We actually went to number one in Australia on BookScan this week, above Michael Mosley, who's my hero, and Mark Tyson. Mm-hmm. So I think the success of this book, Ed, is really in the fact that we start off with 8 real case studies. These are clients of mine that have been with me forever. So what I've kept happening, seeing in our clinical practice as well as our speaking engagements, is people were complaining of being mostly tired, exhausted, beyond exhausted, even despite having 8 hours sleep. They were gaining weight despite eating like a bird. Their stress levels were out of control despite trying to, do some things like breathing techniques. So I started to look more at these things. And then what I did in the book is I took 8 different case studies. So, for example, Felicia, she's just a young mom. She's normally energized, full of productivity, clear brain, and she starts to begin to gain weight.
So how do we actually...
weight despite eating like a bird, and she's got a thyroid hormone dysfunction. So no matter how small a portion she would eat, she was still gaining weight. So we go through what aggravates the thyroid hormone. In the book, we also talk about David, 57-year-old IT executive. His insulin hormone gets dysregulated through blood sugar dysregulations. He starts gaining weight. He said, Michelle, I don't need a midlife crisis. I need a midlife change. He didn't want to go on cholesterol medication, and he didn't want to go on blood pressure.
So how do we actually know when our hormone's out of whack? What are we going to feel? And obviously, what can we do about it, Michelle?
Well, all those kind of things, all of a sudden you start to realize, okay, why am I still exhausted, but I've had 8 hours sleep? Why am I tired but wired? I get into bed and I'm absolutely wired. So we kind of have these moments intuitively going, there's something not quite right. I'm not functioning like an energized, productive, clear-headed human being.
That's me every day.
And actually, it's most people, and myself too. I don't live in an ivory tower. I often do this reset for myself, 28 days, just give myself a good, clean kickstart. So even the hormone serotonin we talk about. So here's the thing about evidence-based nutritional medicine. That's what we practice, and that's what I write. Here's what we know about serotonin. The very hormone that we go and seek out advice to GPs and specialists to improve our mood, right? So we go, if we have anxiety, depression, mood disorders, people are often looking for medication, which is not a bad thing. I'm not against medication at all. But we know today to be true that the majority of our serotonin is made in our gut, not in our brain.
Amazing.
So does it not make sense if we're eating clean, low sugar, low inflammatory foods, that we are going to modify the risk factors for depression?
No question.
Michelle, on behalf of the chaps around the country listening, because we're very simple people, aren't we, Ed? Can you give me the main, say, 3 main food principles to follow? Just very briefly, so we can quickly write them down in a single little 3 dot points.
Absolutely. And, the case study in this book, David, he's happy to go on TV, happy to go on radio. He said, Michelle, it's because you only give a couple of simple tools that it is sustainable and it's doable and it becomes a habit. So here's my 5 rules. What we want to do within this program or this 28-day reset, which I handhold everybody through.
Can we have the top 3?
The top 3.
We've got to grab it.
Give me the really top 3.
No gluten. No
right.
gluten. Come on.
Okay.
Now, I do not like to discriminate against gluten because I come from an Italian family. I just like people to reset. come off bread, come off pasta for 1 month. See how your body reacts. If you like it, stay there. If you don't, go back. The next rule is I'd like people to be thinking about lightening up their digestion. So if you're having proteins like steak, chicken, fish, just combine them with vegetables. I don't care if it's sweet potato. I don't care if it's pumpkin. I don't mind if it's green things. But let's lighten up the digestion a little bit and not put big, heavy grains with proteins just for 1 month. See how it feels. Is your energy feel lighter? Does your digestion feel lighter? Are your bowels better?
And the last one. Here we go.
Low sugar. Definitely low sugar. Have absolutely fruit. You know, that's not a bad thing. I prefer low sugar fruits, but go low sugar. So, you know, Ed, you and I have talked about this before with my previous books. Sugar just saps the life force in so many ways, from your immune system, your productivity, brain fog. So go low sugar, but find a plan or a book like mine that can make it simple for you. Because if it's simple and it's tasty, it's doable. And it's repeatable.
Great nutritional advice. In fact, all that fabulous advice and maybe a couple more points too thrown into your latest release. It's called The Australian Healthy Hormone Diet. It's that four-week reset. I reckon we can all do that with some delicious recipes and eating plans thrown in there as well. Thanks, Michelle. Great to chat to you again.
Thank all of you.
Michelle Chevalley-Hedge there. We'll take a little break. It is your House of Wellness. We'll grab some more of your calls in just a sec. Our number is 131-873 from wherever you're joining us right around the country, the earlier edition of the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you. It's Ed Phillips here, nutritionist and chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen is our co-host today, along with pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley. On the herbal side, we want to chat a bit more about brain health and neuroplasticity. Lots of effort, of course, being put into brain health by scientists, some very clever people looking at brain degeneration into that area of dementia and so on. So yes. Our plasticity, our ability to stay, I guess, malleable in the brain and keep it developing, so vital.
Well, regrow parts of it. Yeah. Regrow parts that just need some stimulation. So it's a fascinating area as we're all growing older. Australians are living longer now. So you can do sorts of things like maybe learning a language or going along and singing in a choir or whatever, but do those sorts of, but from a herbal perspective. Zoe and I already this morning have talked about turmeric, and I know when you buy turmeric, you think joint pain. Turmeric is a phenomenal herb to reduce inflammation from a brain perspective. It's an antioxidant and certainly worth, from a long-term perspective, considering taking it for your brain health. Ginkgo biloba has been around a long time. We talk about it. The newest one, where there's a lot of research from Europe, particularly Germany and France, is sage. And Zoe, as you know, sage we've been using for hot flushes in menopause and things for years and years and years. Mm. But it has some strong evidence to support its use in memory retention and recall, which are the two things that over time really concern us. And probably the last of my favourites is ginseng, which is an energiser, and it just re-energises your brain. So that's the little repertoire of things. And, of course, omega-3s, lots of fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, obviously, I mean, I love always what GQ's talking about. And when we talk about the food side of things, obviously the volume is never going to be as high as what you take in a supplement. But it's about incorporating. My grandma was a big fan of lemon balm. Lemon balm and sage.
Beautiful for brain health.
Beautiful for brain health. But when we look at different foods, the big one for me is always making sure that we've got a huge amount of fat. 70% of our brain is fat. Yeah. So we can have it in things like fish, avocado, extra virgin olive oil. You know how much I love hemp seeds, omega-3, 6 and 9s in there. They really
And hemp is in the perfect balance.
It is in the perfect ratio, which is obviously making sure we don't have too much of the 6s and the 9s and the balances of the 3s as well.
Because
is it a myth that we should also eat walnuts because they look a little bit like the brain? Are they good for the brain?
It is a bit of a myth, but what's unique about them, obviously, is they've got protein, good fats, and they've got something called ALAs in them as well. Sure. So these are, again, different forms of the essential fatty acids that we can't produce, that we have to consume through our diet. Just make sure when you're eating nuts and seeds that they are as fresh as you possibly can get them, because, again, they do oxidize.
Yes.
I keep all my oils and nuts and seeds in the fridge.
I keep mine fresh. By buying the almonds with the chocolate around the outside.
cheeky.
And they never age.
Well, antioxidants in the cacao. That's right. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Gerald, this was a subtle nod from Zoe to a Waldorf salad as a little recommendation. I'm just saying.
Yum, yum.
131-873 is our number, wherever you're joining us from right around the country. Kelly's standing by in Pasco Vale. Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I was just wanting to know, could you suggest something for dry, flaky skin in my ears?
How far in, Kelly? How far into your ear is the dry skin?
Right inside? Yeah, well, wherever your finger can reach, I guess.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And you know that you should never put anything smaller than your elbow inside your ear, so be very careful there. Look, there is there's a product you can buy, Kelly, called Clean Ears. And if you put that in there and just wipe it around with a cotton bud, being very careful with a cotton bud, you don't need to, because the clean ears will penetrate in, particularly if you put your head on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for a little while, when you go in the shower, put some cotton wool in your ears, because if you're shampooing your hair and things, sometimes soap gets in there and that causes the dryness. So treat with clean ears, protect with some cotton wool. It will correct itself very quickly.
And you probably are looking at eczema. That's probably the biggest diagnosis I'd look at if you had the dry ears. I mean, when it comes to things topically, as we know, there's so many good creams out there. But as someone who had chronic eczema and chronic asthma as a child, it was very much focused on gut health and also looking at the omega-3 fatty acids and zinc. So your zinc supplement's about 15 to 25 milligrams for a female, but it's trying to make sure that you're getting that not only in supplement form, but you're also getting in the foods that you eat. Red meat, pumpkin seeds, seafood, green leafy vegetables, you know, it's not hard. And obviously the big focus is on pre and probiotics. So, you know, the prebiotics are there feeding all the good bacteria and giving them all the nourishment they need to proliferate healthily. And then we've got the good bacteria, the probiotics coming in and supporting that as well. So obviously you can do that through supplements, but things like kombucha, kefir, they're the cheaper way to make it yourself. I know it sounds a bit funky to do these things, but they do work really well. Good quality yogurt will have a little bit, but unfortunately not enough.
Gotcha, gotcha. Some great options, Kelly. Let us know how you go. And, of course, we follow up all these recommendations via our website too at houseofwellness.com.au. Yvonne's standing by in Killara. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, Yvonne.
Referring back to Michelle, the speaker.
Yes.
I said something about gluten, eliminating gluten.
Mm.
Well, I have a special needs child with mild autism, and the doctor said he's not allergic to gluten, but the chiro and the naturalist thinks that he should eliminate gluten. Would it make any difference if I just reduce gluten?
Zoe, what do you think, Zoe, being the gluten expert here?
So probably it depends. If you've got celiac disease, you need to take gluten out completely. What we are seeing is we're seeing genes that will come in and will say that you don't have celiac disease, but you'll have a gluten sensitivity.
That's
my
right.
advice is to remove any forms of processed gluten out of the diet. But you've got something called unhybridized versions of grains, such as spelt and kumquat. Now, what these are the grains that, you know, were not overproduced through post-war. And what happens is that they've retained this amazing structure that has all the enzymes to make it a little bit easier for your body to actually process the gluten in them. So if you are going to have gluten in your diet, spelt bread or,
about,
you know.
Zoe, what about quinoa?
Quinoa is fabulous. Well, quinoa doesn't contain gluten at all. So you've got a win-win that way. You've got protein. Good work. Mm. That's perfect, GQ.
Mm.
So there are lots of great options out there. Often if you're looking at the gluten-free alternative, you need to be a bit cautious because often what they have is they have something else added into them to make them tasty.
Sure.
So as much hands-on as you possibly can do, Yvonne, the best for you and your little darling.
He's addicted to pasta. I think he's part Italian.
There are so many good pastas. You've got edamame pasta, black bean pasta. You've got so many pastas that don't contain gluten at all anymore now.
That's pretty good. We could do that. But
good on you.
It's bread. It's bread rolls and bread from school.
Yeah, look, I mean, try and if you can, I mean, maybe you could do a lovely compromise with them and say three sandwiches a week and the rest of it we'd make a fabulous frittata with vegetables in it and some, you know, legumes in it or protein and just try and every second day, because if it's all about accumulation. If you're having gluten one after the other after the other, the problem is that's when it's probably going to have the most impact from an inflammation perspective. So give your body a bit of a break. It's like taking a big deep breath, and have it every second or third day.
It's the never-ending parent deal-making brokering
process,
isn't it?
I live it 24/7.
You can do this. Let's grab Tess, who's in Menai. I think you were explaining that all the antibiotics, the probiotics as well. Your question was along those lines as well, Tess?
Yes, that's right. Just listening here to Zoe and Michelle, they've helped me quite a bit, actually, just listening in. But I'll just tell you of my health. I have Hashimoto's disease.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and just a week today, I woke up with this terrible red inflamed rash on my body. It lasted till the end of this week, and I got rushed to hospital Thursday morning, and they put it down. First off, they thought it could have been an allergy. And then they think I could have had a virus, and it set my immune system crazy. They hit me with steroids, which calmed it all down. But my question to you is, where do I go from here? I want to, listening to Michelle and her book, I'm very keen on getting that. Should I take a course of probiotics, or with the prebiotics, I'm not sure how to...
No.
Where I should go from now.
Yeah. Now, prebiotics, they're simple, aren't they, Zoe? Because that's fibre. That's fibre and garlic and things. There's the prebiotic, which is the food for the probiotic. The standard probiotics we talk about constantly are Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. They're the main ones.
Yes.
So you can buy, you can use all those foods that Zoe talks about all the time, and they're fundamental and good fun. But if you want to really lift your levels, which in your low thyroid condition is going to be worthwhile, then look at... getting a combination of Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium, all pharmacies and health food stores keep them, and then regularly take those and keep your fibre intake high.
Can you suggest any brand at all to get?
Look, there's so many. Some require refrigeration, some don't. I prefer the ones, and they're out on the shelves. Mm. The ones that don't require refrigeration mean you don't forget them. You put things in the fridge and you forget
too.
Them.
Good for travel.
And you travel. Yes. That's right. But and Zoe, the foods again. So we've got Greek yogurt.
Yeah, look, I think you'll focus on things like kombucha and kefir. But again, with things like your prebiotics in there as well, bananas, you've also got those green bananas, you've got your onions and garlic. So it's about incorporating this on a daily basis into your diet.
Yes.
And when it comes to iodine, I mean, you know, do some things like some seaweeds. I mean, some lovely green foods, you know, your barley grasses and things like that can be added so easily into your water, and you just sip that throughout the day.
Yum. There we go. Great options. Thank you, Tess. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher as well. We'll take a little break. More of your calls on the other side of this, 131-873. We're back here with more in a sec on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Restore your sleep with Redorman Fort at Chemist Warehouse, and book your flu vaccination today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
So great to have your company here on the House of Wellness. Now, the walk to save our sons to raise much-needed money for Duchenne muscular dystrophy is on. It's a fatal muscle-wasting condition. It mainly affects our young boys. It kicked off a handful of days ago. We thought we should check in and see how the walk's going. In fact, it might even be a much-needed and well-deserved rest day today. Leanne James is one of these fabulous walkers taking part, and she's with us on the line. Hello, Leanne.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Good morning, Gerald.
Lovely to hear your happy voice. Now, where did you start and how's it all going?
It started 3 days ago and we're now at the halfway mark, and it is absolutely going brilliantly. A couple of sore feet.
Yes.
We've been at that mark where it's like, okay, we know we're on the walk now.
Yes.
But it's been a fantastic response from everybody that's gathered along the way. We've visited some fantastic NRL clubs and just the general public as we've been stopping at intersections. It's just been a fabulous response from people, and I think the unity of having the walkers back together again has just been just a fantastic feeling amongst us all. Great camaraderie.
And Leanne, well done for what you do. And you and I had a great chat a couple of weeks ago, face to face, and you kept tearing up when we talked about all this, which was a little hard on me, I might add.
This is what we face every day, Gerald.
And, I know.
Roller coaster of emotion, I hate to say, but this is the reality.
And you're visiting chemist warehouses along the way, aren't you, for material to back you up for hydration and massage and all those things?
And also, can I say, just the support that we've had from the stores has just been incredible. We basically hit about 100 metres from a designated spot, and we can hear them in advance. We can hear all the cheering, and all the staff have just been absolutely sensational. So I'm so proud to be walking under the banner of Chemist Warehouse. Mm. And to date, it has just been, I've had goosebumps every day I walk in. Mm. So I have to check my emotions as I call in teach. Mm. So I'm very, very proud to be walking under the banner of Chemist Warehouse and just hearing the feedback from also the walkers.
Sure.
So it's really nice just to stand back and know that we're doing a great thing and we're getting the support that we need to re-energise our bodies and to get the next steps going.
Sure.
Oh, now we've been reading so much about it and we're so impressed. So congratulations to you and everyone. How many amazing people are taking part in this walk?
Well, we have a core set of walkers which varies each day between 20 mm-hmm. and 30 people.
Oh, impressive.
Amongst of those, we've got Johnny Ruffo, who's battling his own demons at the moment. Mm. So, look, can I tell you, every day, the core set of walkers are about 20 to 30 people. But yesterday mm-hmm. was family day, so we actually had all the lovely members of the walkers, they had their families join us.
Oh, nice.
And also the families of our Chemist Warehouse owners, so... Yesterday was a bit of a challenge getting across all the intersections. So I think we expanded out to about 60 people yesterday. So
oh,
it was
well
just
done.
A sea of yellow. So it was quite amazing. Yeah, it was a really good feeling yesterday.
Back in 2008 when we started talking about Save Our Sons with Nancy and Ali, their son Emilio, is he on the walk? How's he going?
Well, he actually joined us yesterday, Gerald, for the first time. So, look... he's doing really well. He's lost some weight. Mm-hmm. He's now has some motorised wheelchairs to help him at school to preserve his muscles while he's going in between classes.
Yes.
And obviously he's just got really good spirits and it was so nice to have him on board yesterday.
That's great,
with the other two boys. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. And our phrase is, open your purse for a nurse.
Definitely. So we need much-needed funds to put nurses into designated hospitals around Australia. We actually visited the Westmead Hospital and saw our brand-new nurse for New South Wales, which was fantastic.
Oh, well done.
And
well
these funds go towards much-needed assistance to coordinate having appointments on one particular day rather than drag these poor families out during a set of appointments. So it's... Great value.
All righty. Now, you're zigzagging. You're an incredible group of people, so positive too. You're zigzagging away across Sydney at the moment. Anyone around the country can follow your progress via the website saveoursons.org.au. And, of course, make a donation. Open your purse for a nurse. I like that. It's catchy.
Mm, nice.
And just what you guys need to do. Enjoy the rest of your walk. Walk safely and keep spreading this great message, Leanne.
Thank you so much.
Nice to speak to you. All right. We'll take a little break. This is the House of Wellness for your Sunday morning.
This is the House of Wellness. Roll up your sleeves and book your flu vaccination today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Here's something really healthy you can give your kids that they'll actually like. The Healthy Care Goat Milk Buttons range from Chemist Warehouse have hidden benefits in these tasty milk tablets that your kids will treat as a treat. They're produced from pure goat's milk, which has been spray-dried under stringent regulations to ensure the highest quality and purity. In fact, right now, Healthy Care Goat's Milk Buttons with Manuka Honey and Healthy Care Goat's Milk Buttons with DHA Vanilla are just $9.99 each from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed, and vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's been great keeping you company this morning. We're at the earlier time now for the rest of the year here at the House of Wellness. And my team, my lovely chef and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullen, you're coming back to be with us on the TV show at midday today.
I am. I'm excited. There's so many good elements to the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lovely... I mean, one that particularly resonated with me is Joe Stanley's story about baby formula. Now, it's a really hard one because I actually... did use baby formula.
Yeah.
I was a breastfeeding baby, but I myself was a formula fed baby.
Yeah.
So many misconceptions, so much pressure on parents to actually only breastfeed. formula, I think, is a really good saving tool.
Yeah, great story coming up for that, and its availability in Australia as well, which is great news for your newborn. GQ, we love having people call through and answer your questions on the radio. We do the same on the TV, so people can reach you live on air as well.
We do, and from a practical sense, you and I don't have to jump on a motorbike and get between the studio and the the radio and TV.
Quite so
but
quickly.
We can learn a bit about sleep today with Dr. Mark Levi, who I gather, is going to bring in a cake.
Is he? Is it someone's birthday?
He wouldn't tell me.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'll be there early. I'll bring a fork. Fantastic
stuff. And Dr. Nikki Goldstein, who we often have, who is just a delightful relationship expert, and I know one of your favourites.
Yep, she'll be discussing that Me Too campaign, which, of course, swept across the world, social media, with all the heavyweights of Hollywood, particularly chiming in.
And what time's that? That's midday?
Midday, Channel 7, Sundays at noon. You can't forget it. Sundays at noon for the House of Wellness. The TV version, if you miss episodes, you can catch up via the website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. That is the great portal, everyone. It's got the magazine, it's got the radio catch-up episodes.
Yes.
And a great way to reach you for further advice,
sure.
Get nutrition tips as well from you. Now, we've been taking some great calls. Thank you for all of those. We can't get through everyone at the moment. However, we do have a $100 gift voucher to give away.
Yeah, and thank you again, Ed, for all of our callers. The winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher this morning, Ed, is Anna, who had spent a fortune on her nails, which were brown. Mm-hmm. And this may bring a smile to your face, Anna, and get you started on some positivity for your nails. So well done.
All righty. Fantastic stuff. Guys, that's it from the slightly earlier time. Hope we didn't catch you on the hop this morning. We'll do it early again.
We'll be back next week.
Sunday, 8 a.m. through Sydney. Through Melbourne, Brisbane, check your local guides in 5AA in Adelaide and 6PR in Perth. Thanks for keeping us company as well. Guys, the TV version, we best get our best outfits on.
We'll go for coffee on the way.
Okay. And you'll have some, maybe a turmeric latte.
I'm going to doll myself up, put some red lippy on and hang on the TV with you guys. Okay. Can't wait.
Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next Sunday on the House of Wellness.
Bye.